This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal, medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And you have found good in abundance because you have consciously and conscientiously tuned into the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, Barry Shore. Brought to you over this magical, mystical, magisterial platform called Internet Radio, K4HD.com. And if you want to send in any kind of information to us, any questions and such, because we have a really remarkable show today, just send them into K4HD.com and send in your notes. And if you ever miss a moment of the show, you don't want to do that, you want to listen again, you certainly want to do that, and you want to share this with at least five people, and you really want to do that, then just go to BarryShore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. You'll find all the information about the show. And we are broadcasting to you today live from Venice Beach, California, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean. And you are here for one reason only, because you care about you, Y-O-U. E-W-E. That's the only reason you tuned in, because you say, what's in it for me? What's in it for me is that you can become the best you possible when you listen to The Joy of Living, because we bring to you some of the most powerful, positive, purposeful, pleasant people on the planet that will enable you to become the best you, because they'll give you and life-enhancing information, just like our amazing guest today. I'm not going to tell you who it is just now in just a couple of minutes, but be aware that this person can shape and mold and help you become the best you possible. Now, on this particular show, by the way, you're joined at this very moment by, let me look on the board, 270,913 people around the world listening to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore. And we welcome everybody because, as you know, on this show, we work with three fundamentals, and they are: one, life has a purpose. Yes, your life has a purpose. And the corollary, the result of that is you can go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is great. It's an acronym. It stands for Make a Difference. Everybody, when your life has a purpose, you can make a difference. And one of the best ways to do that, one of the simplest ways, one of the most fun ways to do that, is by unlocking the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. As a simple example, WWW. Now, if you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? They'll tell you invariably, and it has something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drumroll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da, what a wonderful world. And what a is a word, W-H-E-T-A. What a wonderful world. Whenever you see those letters, WWW, or you hear that song, the opening bars of that tune, and a big tip of the hat to Satchmo Louis Armstrong for enabling that song to go viral and touch hundreds of millions of people, if not billions of people around the world, you will smile right away, because that's what the song makes you do. It makes you smile. Say, what a wonderful world. And smile in and of itself is a great acronym. SMILE stands for Seeing Miracles in Life Every Day. Every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, invariably, Whenever I'm speaking to a group of people, whether it's 50 people or 5,000, people will come up to me. Right now on the board, we have questions. People always come up to me and say, well, Barry, sure, I've been up for hours already. I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, are you here? Can you hear? Do you have water to drink? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have food to eat? Do you have family? Do you have friends? Those are miraculous events. Think about this. Billions of people on this planet. Millions and millions of people did not get out of bed this morning. Millions of people died. You didn't. And there's millions of people who can't get out of bed. They're infirm. Yours truly, Barry Shore, people know the story. Invariably, we have about 230,000, 240,000 people listening to the show every week. So you people know the story. And usually we have another 30,000, 40,000 visiting because friends tell friends, go listen to the Joy of Living. It's good for you. That's why you're listening. So 15 years ago, I was standing up in the morning, like I hope 99.99% of everybody listening. And in the evening, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. And then it wasn't from an automobile accident or a spinal injury. It was from a rare disease. I became what's known as a quadriplegic overnight. I couldn't move anything on my body. Nothing moved. And I was like that for years in a hospital by my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. 4 years in a wheelchair. Braces on both my legs, from my hips to my ankles for a year and a half, and that was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself or a curb, and I have helped 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice. It's strong. It's positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. I got out of bed this morning. It took me 10 minutes, but who cares? I got out of bed. That's a miracle. When you begin to see miracles in life every day, it changes your entire way of living. Now, I got to tell you this. A couple of weeks ago, my 8-year-old niece came over to me and said, Uncle Barry, can I spell smile S-M-I-E-L? And I asked, I said, why not? Smile, smile, why not? I asked her why. And she says, because then it could stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Wow. Out of the mouth of an 8-year-old. And wow, of course, is a great acronym. It stands for words of wisdom or words of wonder. Out of the mouth of babes, says King David in the Psalms. And we should listen to that because when you do, you will begin to think a certain way. Think is a great acronym. It stands for to harness insightful neural connections. We have 50 billion brain cells and 1 trillion synapses connecting all those brain cells. And we need them not just to order a certain kind of latte. We want to think about the world we want to create. And CREATE is a great acronym. CREATE stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. That's what CREATE is, and we are co-creators with the good Lord in building the kind of world you want to live in. When you become the best you possible, you kind of create the kind of world you want to live in. And one of the best ways to do that is with 2 of the most powerful words in the English language. When you say these words, these 2 words, consciously and conscientiously, 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously, you will literally change the world for the better. And what are those 2 words? Drum roll, fanfare. Da-dun, da-da. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You go to the coffee shop and you order your fancy latte for $5.25 and they bring it to you. You say, thank you. You order your fancy latte for $5.25 and a couple minutes goes by and they didn't bring it to you. You go up to the counter and say, oh, we forgot. And then a couple minutes later, they give it to you. And with the same nice smile, you say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and somebody holds the door open for you. Thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and somebody slams the door on you. Thank you. You're trying to get someplace on the freeway and somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night, you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. That's what thanks stands for. And the Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, and I read in his writings, he wrote, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. Thank you. Now, we do have to warn you in advance just before our remarkable guest comes and joins us and shares with us some wonderful, powerful insights into how to live extraordinarily well in life, that your humble host does use four-letter words. And I even use the four-letter F-U word. And I do it for shock effect and because it makes a difference. You'll listen better. Now, the four-letter words that I use are love, live, life, free. And I use the four-letter F-U word, which is fun. Fun. F-U, capital N, capital N. So people say, well, Mr. Shore, fun is only three letters. Not in our world. Remember, the world of the positive, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. It's capital F, capital U, N-N. Fun. So when you see your friends and family later and you have a big smile on your face, remember what that stands for. You point your finger and you say, F you, everybody. Remember to add right away N-N, or they'll think that you went a little bit off and say, where'd you get that? You say, I listened to The Joy of Living. And we have joy in abundance with us today because you are about to meet one of the more interesting, dynamic, powerful, positive, purposeful, pleasant people I've ever had the chance of interacting with. And he's going to tell us stories about what he does, how he does it, that will literally put hair on your head, a big smile on your face, and uplift your whole being. So I'm going to ask wonderful Joshua Harris, would you please say a huge hello to 270,913 people around the world?
Hello, Barry, and everyone listening. It's a pleasure to be on with you this evening.
Thank you. Wonderful, Joshua. So to those of you who don't know, first of all, Joshua's first name, everybody should know because it's a book in the Bible. And he actually exemplifies some of that because he is a man of courage and a man who is encouraging. Joshua Harris is all of 39 years old. He's a puppy in my estimation because I'm chronologically 72, even though I'm 48 metabolically because I swim 2 miles a day and I'm mentally 28 and I have an SOW of 8. And Joshua asked me the other day, what's an SOW? I told him, sense of wonder, 8 years old. So he's only 39, but he's married. His wife is a doctor. She's a pediatrician. They have 4 kids. And in addition to the fact that he has a BA in English and he has a JD from the University of Miami, he was born in Washington, D.C. He was an Army brat. And he actually was in the United States Air Force. We thank you for your service. But what really is going to be of major interest to us, because remember, you only care about you. That's why you tuned in, is that Joshua is both a teacher and a coach. And when you hear the story of what he teaches and how he teaches and what he coaches and who he coaches, how he does it, I think that you'll be so happy you tuned in. You're going to listen again and you're going to share this with at least 5 people. You do that, we have 1 million people listening. So again, a big open arm welcome applause to you. Yay, Joshua, come on in, baby. The water is fine. And tell us, where are you physically right now? And then we'll discuss a couple of things. Where are you right now?
Well, as you said, the water is warm. It is warm where I'm at. I'm in Miami, Florida.
He's in Miami, Florida, and it's the middle of winter here in the Northern Hemisphere. But there are a lot of people listening to us, Joshua, that live in Northern climates, and they don't understand what it means to have 60, 70 degrees in February, but that's okay. Let them just think about it while we enjoy it.
That's right.
Okay, so one of the things I want to mention to you in passing before we go deep dive into Joshua is that when I spoke with him and I asked him to be on the show and he graciously accepted, it was because I saw an article in the Wall Street Journal, which I'll tell you about in just a moment, but there are a couple of things that I particularly love about Joshua. And I'm going to say to like this, because they moved me deeply because I was greatly affected by my wrestling coach when I was in high school. And the fact that Joshua has a BA in English and a JD from University of Miami, highly accomplished person, he chose teaching and he chose to teach and coach and he chose to coach football. Now, when I say that, I say, again, with great awe, because the word is choice. Now, the six most important words that you'll ever learn and add to your vocabulary are the following. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. I would like to begin this session, Joshua, with telling us what it means to have chosen teaching and coaching football and what it is that you think you're doing for young people, especially young men, by literally not only coaching them in football, which is a hard contact sport, but coaching them in teaching, which is a thinking ability.
Yeah, no, I love the way you worded that. I think I get a greater fulfillment and blessing because it was a choice. As you said, I chose to leave the legal profession and go into teaching because I felt called to it. I felt like that was my purpose in life, was to give whatever little wisdom I had from the experience I had in life to other people. And so when I deal with these young men and women on a daily basis, there's such a feeling of joy and accomplishment when I see them, you know, have that epiphany or that light bulb go off of whatever it is that I'm trying to show them and teach them to help them just become better men and women in life. So it's a certain fulfillment that I don't know if I could explain if I had just fallen into it besides making the conscious decision to be a teacher, even though I had other options.
So this is beautiful what you just said, a conscious decision. Again, choice, not chance, determines your destiny. I'm going to mention you, Joshua, in the same breath with one of the most heralded coaches in the history of sports, and that's John Wooden, who you and I discussed previously, and you admire what he does or what he did. And Coach Wooden was the most winning basketball coach in the history of the sport and in college level at UCLA. And what he was always fond of mentioning was that he didn't coach basketball and teach teams how to win at basketball. He molded men. Now, he was dealing mostly only at the time with men, or young boys, actually, who became men. But that he understood that that's what he was really doing. And you have the same idea, because one of the things that attracted me to you was, and I read this article in the Wall Street Journal, and I'll just mention it now. Joshua has the unique distinction of not only working with young people, but some named young people, one in particular that I'm going to mention, only because it, you know, named celebrity just gets people to sit up. Joshua teaches at St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. During that tenure, over the past couple of years, he was asked by a mutual friend to help in a private session work with an NFL quarterback who was very famous today in the United States and even the world. And that young man's name is Lamar Jackson. Now, Lamar Jackson could have been the MVP for 2019, one of the most winning football players in the entire league, and missed going to the Super Bowl by just a little bit. But the point is that this young man was able to utilize what Joshua brought to him. And again, Joshua, we're going to talk about two words that really move me. And it's an acronym for the word WE. WE is spelled W-E. In my world, as I like acronyms, WE stands for work ethic. I'd like you to speak about work ethic and how it relates to the young people that you work with, and even specifically Lamar Jackson, if you could, if it warrants it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, work ethic is so huge, and it's a trait that I think it's a beautiful trait because anybody can have it. You don't have to be talented. You don't have to be skilled. You just have to be committed and disciplined. And it's something that I try to tell, first off, my students all the time. You know, they'll come to me with an assignment that they feel is challenging. And as all of us have felt at some point, they want to quit. They want to take a shortcut. And I try to relay to them the benefits of just working through it, of something I say often, trusting the process, right? In life, it's a process. It's not a straight line. It goes left, it goes right, it goes up, it goes down. Sometimes there's detours, there's delays. But if you continue to work through it, you can achieve your goal. And I want to teach these young people this, because life, even in your amazing story, man, we get thrown curveballs in life. You're not going to be prepared for everything. But if you have this thing, work ethic, no matter what's thrown your way, you'll have these traits and these habits that you can work through it. And so even with Lamar, for those who don't know his background, he was an award-winning football player in college. However, when he declared for the draft, there were a lot of people that thought he couldn't play the quarterback position. They thought he needed to change his position. And so when I was brought in to help him prepare for this, we were dealing with a task that not a lot of people have to deal with, that he was a known commodity, but there was a large segment saying he couldn't do it on the next level. And so I'm tasked with this, and I had never done this before, but they believed in me. And so I really had to work with blinders on. I couldn't think about what everybody was saying. I had this roadblock in front of me. You know, this is what the people were saying. We got to do this. We got to do this. We've got to show the people that he can play this position and play it at a high level. And what it took was, it took me researching. It took me finding out, what did I need to show these people so that they could change the narrative about Lamar Jackson? I also had to tell Lamar, we got to work harder than everybody else, because everybody else is already working with the assumption that they can do it. These people assume you can't do it. So that means if they do something at 100, we've got to do it at 200. And luckily for me, he bought into that, and we just worked at it day after day, all day, every day. And it culminated with him being a first-round draft pick. And like I said, this year he was the most valuable player of the National Football League.
I need to sum up some of this, because it's so wonderful that it almost reads like a movie. And yet it's even better than a movie, because it's so real. I want to go back and just encapsulate some of the things that you said, because I wrote them down. They're beautiful. People, especially young people, come to you. And we'll ask a little bit later about young people today compared to, let's say, 10 years ago, 20 years ago when you first started, because you're just a puppy also. Become committed and disciplined. Those are the two words used. CD, become committed and disciplined, because life is a process, not an event. It doesn't happen in eventful stages. It's a process that's continuing to unfold. So I'm going to ask you a question, but I think I know the answer. Would you say that self-talk was an important part of what Lamar needed and what you needed in order to allow him to become the great towering oak that he is? Was self-talk an important part of that?
It was monumental. It was constant. Me talking to myself, me pouring into Lamar talking to himself. Just really quickly, we were at what they call the pro day, which is where all the NFL scouts are to see Lamar. And we were in Louisville, Kentucky. He went to college in Louisville. And I'm putting together this basically a script that all to show off what Lamar can do. And I'm in the hotel room the night before. I had never done this. It's going to be aired on national TV, ESPN, NFL Network. And I've never done this. I'm a nobody in the world of professional sports at the time. And I'm doing something unconventional, because I had to show them that Lamar, remember, he was the underdog, right? They thought he couldn't do it. So I had to be unconventional in my approach. And I was sitting there, and it was, like you said, self-talk. And I almost scrapped my idea. I said, man, I let me just do what everybody else does. But then I started talking to myself, and I said, Josh, go with what you know. Like you said, the book of Joshua, I actually read that book where he said, be strong and courageous. And I talked myself into saying, I'm going to stick to the script and run it. And do you know, after we ran it, people came up to me and said, wow, we've never seen that done, but it was amazing. And I wouldn't have done it if I hadn't been a proponent of positive self-talk.
Oh, I have, you got to know this, Joshua. We have about 12, 13, 15 comments up on the board right now, and they're all revolving around the same idea. How does one begin to import self-talk in a positive way. I'm going to share with you something, if I may, Joshua. I think you're going to like this one. It's going to make you smile. You ready? You remember what smile stands for, huh? And by the way, Coach, when was the last time anybody ever said to you, F you?
Well, my players say it all the time under their breath. So
yeah. But they really mean F-U-N-N. Okay, so you teach that to them. So self-talk is a great acronym. Self, first of all, stands for a soul expressing life fully. Everybody hear this? We've got hundreds of thousands of people listening, and hopefully millions will be listening as you share. So self stands for soul expressing life fully. And talk stands for teaching always love and kindness. Self-talk is really a soul expressing life fully, teaching always love and kindness. Because Joshua was pouring into Lamar love, kindness, even though it was cloaked in hard work, discipline, commitment. They are not antithetical. They are not mutually exclusive. They work hand in glove. Only when Lamar could see himself and his higher self, a soul expressing his life fully, and teaching himself always love and kindness in the sense that he was committed, disciplined, and seeing himself in the work ethic, could he rise above anybody else's expectation? Because that's their limitation, not his. And the beauty and the genius of what Coach Harris does and did, and not just for Lamar Jackson, remember, Coach Harris works at a Catholic school. And you have what? I think you told me 1,500, 1,700 kids at the school. Is that right?
Actually, over 2,000. About
2,000 kids. 2,000 kids. Joshua Harris, when he walks around, people point the finger and say, hey, that's Coach Harris. You know, he coached Lamar Jackson. What they're really saying is, wow, he knows how to bring out the best in someone. Yeah. In other words, that's what a coach does. A coach doesn't say, hey, look at me, I can make you something. The coach says, what can I do to be of benefit to you so that you can bring out the best in you? That's why people listen to The Joy of Living. And if you miss any time, any of this, and you want to learn more about Joshua, and I really urge you to do it, Joshua Harris, you go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. There's lots of stuff that you can articles and all kinds of stuff. But the point of what Coach Harris is and what he does, he chose to be a teacher and a coach. They go hand in glove. Now, I want to share with you one thing, Coach Harris, if I may. The word teacher, the same exact letters spell the word cheater. You ever noticed that?
I hadn't, but once you said it,
I'll tell you why.
Yes,
because if a teacher cares about who they are and what people say about them, then they end up cheating their students. If the teacher is focused on what it is that he or she can bring the best out in the other, helping others live wisely, that's a term we use for holy, by the way, H-O-L-Y. Helping others live wisely, then you become a teacher. And that's what Joshua is. I want to ask him, he mentioned already the idea of commitment and discipline. When you're working with kids at high school, and again, let's listen to what Joshua is going to tell us. He doesn't just make, he urges, and then he makes sure they do this. They read books. Now, I know it's a foreign idea to a lot of people listening. He makes them read books, and not just regular books and comic books. If I remember correctly, Josh, you told me that you have your kids read 1984, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. In other words, things that will enable them and challenge them to think, because one of the greatest, most important aspects of living in the life, and by the way, it doesn't matter that it's now, 2020. It could have been 1920 or 1820 or 1720, because when it comes down to it, human nature is always the same, isn't it? we live in more modern times and more access to stuff, but sometimes that doesn't help. And the ability to have confidence in oneself, not arrogance, but confidence. That's what you do as in your role, your chosen role as teacher, coach, husband, and father. Is that not correct? What do you do? Give us some insights into this idea of building confidence in others.
Absolutely. And this is the thing about confidence. Confidence is it's tailor-made to the individual. I can't give it to you. I can't even teach you how to do it. As you said, you've been saying repeatedly, it's my job to bring whatever it is out of you. I tell my students, I tell my children all the time, you know, love yourself because you're not sure if anybody else will love you. And if you don't believe in you, who else will?
Right.
You know, and I always joke, and I tell them when I get up in the morning, first thing I do is I look at the mirror, I smile and I wink at myself. You know, just so somebody shows me they love me this morning, you know, and so what I then try to do with my students is at first I let them know I believe in them, right? Because I don't know what their home life situation is. I don't know what their social situation is. And we live in a society today where people don't always get support. So I like to let my students know, my players know, I believe in you. But what's most important is they need to believe in themselves. So it's now my job to put them in situations where they can learn about themselves, where they can see their successes, and then I teach them to hold on to their successes. See, and what happens a lot of times is we forget our successes in life, our victories in life, and then when that next challenge or conflict comes, we don't know what to do. But if we can recall the past victories in life, no matter how small they are, when we face something that is difficult in life and we can recall those, we now have the confidence to now take on that conflict. So I'm constantly trying to bring that out of my students, my players, and so forth. I bring up their small victories all the time. Hey, even if they're reading a word and it's a word that's difficult and then they pronounce it or enunciate or sound it out, I say, yeah, great job, right? I'm building up these small victories that they can hold on to. Therefore, when there's challenges in life, they can recall them, and then they have the confidence, the belief in themselves that they can conquer whatever challenge comes their way.
Coach Harris, we love you. One of the great phrases that I was blessed to have learned a long time ago when I was much younger, again, from my wrestling coach, actually, from a philosopher named Blaise Pascal, was the following. He wrote it in French, but it comes out in English also very well. I give this gift to you. I believe in you.
Yeah.
When an adult, especially a coach, says to someone else, I believe in you, that instills a feeling of confidence that they can do something. And as you said so beautifully, when you can recall the small victories, and again, doesn't have to be anything other than small, because they continue to pile up and it's the process and it's the building. Everyone wants to be a Bob. You know what Bob stands for? Joshua, you're going to love this. Bob means be of benefit. If you could, tomorrow when you go back to school, if you could teach all your students, hey, everybody here, raise your hand and tell me you'd be a Bob. Means be of benefit. In other words, show your friends and have a friend remind you, hey, you can do this. Great job. Well done. Well said. Because I'm going to share with the audience something I've mentioned before in the past. I'll say it now again. Speech is the vessel that channels blessing into the world. And a conscientious person tries with all of their faculties to continually dispense blessing. Speech is the vessel that channels blessing into the world. Look what Coach Harris is teaching us. The ability to be of benefit, to be a Bob, to instill confidence in someone else so they can learn that their self is of the higher self. There are two kinds of self in life. There's the higher self, which we want to encourage, and the lower self. The lower self is very easy to get bogged down in. The lower self, Joshua, stands for seeking excitement, losing focus. It's very easy to do that, right? Kids go out partying and such like that. I mean, that's it. Especially in today's world, the allure of stuff, of immediate gratification, seeking excitement, losing focus. You're going to be a Lamar Jackson. You have to understand that you have a higher self. The higher self is that you are a soul expressing life fully, and that you will be, like you said, I wrote down the note, all day, every day. And it doesn't mean that he's missing out. On the contrary, look who he is. He became who he is, Lamar Jackson, one of the most celebrated sports figures in the United States of America in the year 2020. Not a bad accomplishment, would you say, for a young man?
Not bad at all to be 23 years old and the most of the country know who you are. Not bad at all.
Right. And you still work with each other. You still talk to each other. So let's do the following. I'm going to ask our wonderful producer, Rebel. We're going to take a very short break. Let everybody stay in the edge of your seats. Don't fall off, but stay in the edge of your seats. We're going to come right back with wonderful Joshua Harris after this very short break. And we're going to talk about team and teamwork and growth and really soaring and becoming the best you possible. Don't go away. Be right back after this brief message. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now, how do I know you're good-looking? Because you're always looking for the good. Are you living in joy? Are you fully fulfilled at work? Do you ever get upset by traffic? Well, if you're living the great life, great. If not, I can show you in 6 minutes a day how to live in joy daily. Just go to barryshore.com, BarryShore.com, 6 minutes a day, download the 11 strategies, and you will learn how to live in joy daily. And it's free, or your money back, absolutely free, or your money back. Go to barryshore.com, www, first, stands for What a Wonderful World. Best wishes, bye now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance today in the being known as Joshua Harris. Now, I'd want to share with you the idea of the word good, G-O-O-D, that second O. If you just make a little clip in it, and now you take that O and you elongate it, it becomes an L. Because when you're really good, you become gold, the true gold of life, the true currency that you can really make a difference in life and be good as gold is when you work with others to enable them to become the best you possible. That's why you're listening to The Joy of Living. Barry Shore, your humble host, BarryShore. Go to barryshore.com and you can access this show. Listen again, share with others, because we have good as gold, Joshua Harris. Welcome back, Joshua. Let's talk a little bit about the idea of teamwork. Now, TEAM is a great acronym that stands for Together, Everyone Achieves More. Talk to us about teamwork and how you try to instill it in your kids. Well, let's be realistic. They're still kids. How do you get them to work in tandem so they recognize that somebody else's benefit and victory is really theirs as well?
Yeah, it's tough because we live in a selfish world, you know, and especially when the younger you are, probably the more selfish you are because you're trying to figure yourself out. But what I like to try and show them is there's power in numbers, and there's power. And I also love to point out differences. I love to point out strengths and weaknesses. And I love to point out how you as an individual, you bring so much to the table. But this person next to you also brings so much to the table, but it's different than yours. Imagine if you put it together. What can you accomplish? And then the cool thing about a team, when it's done properly, everybody reaps the benefits. But when you try to be selfish and you cause division on a team, nobody wins. If one person doesn't hold their weight, you're as strong as the weakest link, as the colloquialism goes, right? If one person doesn't hold their end of the bargain, does their job, then we all lose. But if we all do what we're great at, we all win, and that win, there's no telling how big it will be. And I like to tell a story, if I could, real quick about this. It deals with Lamar, but it's actually not Lamar. You spoke about my bio, about I was introduced to Lamar through a mutual friend who was actually his coach as a child. And he had coached him all the way from a little kid to high school. And when it was time for him to get ready for the professional league, for the NFL, Lamar was going to train with him, but I had met him. And this man, Van Warren, this is the epitome of team. He came to me and he said, "Josh, I need you to take the reins." And I was like, "What do you mean? You know, I'll help you." Yeah, I said, "I'll help you out." He said, "No, Josh, I recognize that you know more than me. I believe you can take Lamar to the next level." This man showed the ultimate humility and let me take the reins and help Lamar get where he needed to be. He was right there on my side, but he never asked for credit. And we did it together. And I believe because of that man's humility, because of his understanding of strengths and weaknesses, and being willing to become a team, we're seeing the fruits of that with Lamar being the MVP of the National Football League and becoming a great player.
I am deeply moved. I'm going to recap a little bit of what Joshua just said because it is so powerful. Here's a man whose name is Van, V-A-N, Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N, who had been working with Lamar since he was a kid. Lamar's still a kid, but I mean a little kid, let's say 8, 9, 10 years old. And yes, he had brought Lamar to the point where Lamar had raw talent. I mean raw talent. But raw talent is very common in a place called high school football, college football, because if you're not talented, you're not even going to play. So you're dealing with lots of raw talent. But the ability to channel that talent and then sculpt it and form it and mold it and have someone dedicated and committed to becoming not just good, but the best. And not just the best of everybody else, but the best you. See, when you're the best you, then you will allow you to shine forth and the good Lord will bring you to a place that you could never have thought of before. It's because as Joshua was telling us, when you're on a team, you'd use the multiplication factor. If you don't play as a team, use division. Division creates disharmony. Multiplication creates harmony. Now, so Van Warren had the humility to be able to say, "Joshua Harris, I recognize in you greatness. I need you to be the sculptor and hand off and work with Lamar and bring him to the next level." It's jaw-dropping when you say the story, Joshua, because that is really what enabled Lamar to grow. If it wasn't that there was someone there who cared more about him than his own ego, who cared more about him than me being Van Warren that brought him, and Joshua Harris who cared more about Lamar Jackson, and Lamar being smart enough and humble enough, even at the tender age of 22, 23, to recognize that these great people were doing this for him. And I mean, by the way, H-I-M, small h, and H-I-M, capital H. In other words, there is an element of the Lord involved in this without getting too religious that really enables everybody to transcend this everyday situation. Because, again, talent is okay. You know, great talent is nothing to sneeze at, but there are hundreds and hundreds of very talented people. The ability to now utilize one's mind, one's body, one's soul, and to work together as a team. Together, everyone achieves more. You can now produce something that wasn't just Lamar Jackson becoming a great football player. It's the Baltimore Ravens becoming a winning team. Am I right on this, Joshua? It's just, absolutely, it's not just Lamar anymore. It's the team. It's a team called Baltimore Ravens who were nowhere. And now they were at the top of their game and they're contenders in the semifinals for playing in the Super Bowl. That doesn't happen in the course of regular play because you need to have everybody focused on the other. Again, helping others live wisely is what we say is the acronym for HOLY. And when you run a HOLY mission, you can be a young guy like a Joshua Harris, 39 years old. he chose to be a teacher and a coach and work with young people. We only have a few more minutes. I want to ask you, if I may, it's almost too easy to say kids today, da 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 da. I, on some level, I'm 72, so it's easy for me to say kids today are not as nice as kids were 50 years ago. I don't think that's true. I think kids are kids, human nature. They have maybe even more distractions than people did 40, 50, 60 years ago. But if you allow kids to touch this kind of greatness, they do respond, don't they?
Oh, definitely, yes.
So it's really up to us, older people, meaning not just chronologically, but people who are involved in coaching, teaching, thinking. By the way, big bravo, being married, raising a family. In other words, the famous line from Albert Schweitzer is, example is not the main thing in teaching others. It's the only thing. You teach by example. If you tell somebody to do something, but you don't walk the walk and talk the talk, then what good is it, right? They need to see that you're there. So I want to just say, first of all, a huge thank you, Coach Harris, for making the time being with us today. I urge everybody to, again, listen to the show again. Go to barryshort.com, share it with others. Be inspired by this great story of it's a great story about a football player who's well-known. There's the backstory, though, is really where it takes place in self-talk, in understanding what it means to have a work ethic, in confidence, in teamwork, in people being Bob, being of benefit for someone else, being there to nourish victory after victory. Joshua, I'm going to, in front of 270,000+ people, give you a big hug. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Thank you very much.
Again, a huge thank you. Don't go, everybody. I'm just going to do a wrap up here and just remember where we came from. The life, three fundamentals. Life, your life has a purpose. You just heard about it with Coach Harris and Lamar Jackson and Evan Warren and all the hundreds of thousands of kids that go to this great school and people throughout the land and throughout the world. Life has a purpose. The result of that is you can go mad. You can go make a difference. Everybody can make a difference in their own lives and the lives of other people. And one of the ways to do that, one of the fun, easy ways to do it, is by unlocking the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. WWW. What a wonderful world. Wow. Words of wisdom, words of wonder. Remember, smile. Seeing miracles in life every day, or as my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. And you can create the kind of world you want to live and create is causing rethinking, enabling all to excel, like Coach Harris has taught us. And learn to think to harness insightful neural connections. Thank you to harmonize and network kindness. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind, always. Kind, keep inspiring noble deeds. And Remember, use four-letter words, life, live, love, free, and F you, everybody. F you, capital N, capital N. You got to add those two letters, or else people think you're not being nice. You'll be naughty. Say, where did you hear that? On The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. So our prayer for you is go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.